In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today, as we listen to the Gospel, and the Gospelist was talking about a lady. She came to Jesus Christ because she wanted to repent. She wanted to change her life, she wanted to change everything in her life. You can imagine a sinner woman, and her reputation was very bad. All the city knows about this woman, and they know exactly who she is. And she was walking outside her house to go to Jesus Christ. She heard that Jesus Christ, he was taking the dinner in a house of Simon. I wanted to go through the story, and let's go and let's think with this woman how she was thinking. First of all, she heard that Jesus Christ is here beside her house, and she wanted to go to see him. But inside her, how I can go? And I am a sinner, how I can go and see him? I can't. In the beginning, this is the beginning of her thought. I can't go now, and I can't see him. I am a sinner. So after that, inside her, there is some other thought. But you wanted to change. I wanted to change my life. I wanted to be different. In the beginning, I lived my life as it is, and it was very bad. I wanted to change. And this is she decided to go and to meet Jesus Christ. So she was searching for what is the best things she can give to him. I can't go and to see Jesus Christ without giving him anything. She was thinking, which one, what exactly I can buy for him? The alabaster, it's very expensive, 300 dinar. Like in that days, like for example, in their days, a year for work, year. 300 dinars, she went to buy the alabaster because she wanted to give a gift to Jesus Christ at that moment. And she carried this alabaster and she was walking. And I have a thought what she has in her mind when she was walking. As we said in Arabic, riglu qaddam wa riglu wara. She said, what I have to do? I can go and he will meet, what he will do with me? What about the other people? They will see me and they know me very well. So they will say, you are a sinner, go out. You can't meet Jesus Christ, the holiness, the purity, the full of purity. You can't meet him. And she said, but I feel that he will accept me. He loves all the sinners too. But oh my God, but he knows me very well. I can't go. I can't meet him. I can't see her eyes. And another thought came to her mind. No, you can't go. You can't see him too. He will accept you. Don't worry about that. No, he will not accept me. I am all my life is sin. All my life is sin. How will he accept me? But he's very compassionate. You can imagine when she was walking, she tried between, she is on between two thoughts. One is with God, like with Jesus Christ, will accept her. Another one, no, he will not accept. He's full of purity and holiness. How he will accept her? And in the middle of the road, she was looking outside. Oh, these people are looking to me. What I have to do? And after a while, she was focused only in herself, inside her heart. And she said, Can you accept me really? Can you accept me? And I want to really to repent. All the rest of the way to meet Jesus Christ was a repentance. That's why it was a way of repentance. When she was walking, she didn't look to other people after that. She didn't think about what they are saying, what they will see if they see her. No, she didn't think about anything about that. She stopped thinking, only thinking one thing only, which is, I wanted to repent. And she was crying while she was walking. And she said, please help me, I want to see you. And after a long way of repentance, and she was blaming herself about what she did before in her life, as if she repented all what she did. She remembered all her life about all the sins that she did before. And in the front of the door, she entered to the door and she saw Jesus Christ. He was sitting down here in this place, and around he a lot of people around him. She didn't feel that she wants to even to see all these people. Only her eyes come on Jesus Christ, and she didn't think about all the other people. As if like there is attraction. He was attracting her without looking to her eyes. And she was very anxious at this moment. What I have to do? She's very anxious a little bit, and she was beside him, like on the side, and she was looking to him as if it like a magnetic. She stopped to do anything, and she was thinking, what I have to do? But I feel that I wanted to touch him. Can I touch him? She was in her mind before to wash her head with the alabaster, which is normal. Like it is at the days, if I want to, for example, to welcome someone, I can break the alabaster, like the myrrh, on the head of someone. She couldn't. And she stopped thinking, and she said, what I have to do? And she was also anxious. You feel what I feel? And you know what I have in my heart? I wanted to purify myself. I wanted to take your image on me. The first image of Adam when God created him was like an angel, full of purity, no sin. But after corruption, we corrupted the image of God on us. So when Jesus Christ, when God was incarnated and he became a man, so he decided that he gave us a gift for repentance and confession, and to take also the communion, the holy body and the blood. And when we are taking that, we renew again and we try to modify this image again, to come back again to the image of God. And she was looking to him. I can't talk, but I want to touch you. And finally, she couldn't put this alabaster, to break this alabaster on his head, and she broke it on his feet, and she washed him by her hair. She wanted to be healed by touching him spiritually and physically. Physically, I'm very exhausted. And spiritually, I can't go more than that. I have a problem. And that's why this is all of us. Not only the woman, this woman, which is Mary. She needs, at that moment, to repent and to go back to him. And she wants only that God touch her heart. And she couldn't do that by herself. So what she did, she broke everything that she have, that which is very expensive thing, in her hands, on his feet, and she didn't talk, and she was crying. I want only to wash your feet only, by my hair. And why by her hair? The beauty of a woman is the hair. She put everything and she broke herself. You can imagine a woman, which is a beautiful woman, and she went to Jesus Christ, and all the people know about her. And a beautiful woman came to Jesus Christ and said, I am nothing in front of you. Even my beauty, it be under your feet. Everything expensive in my life is under your feet. I want only to be with you. I want to copy your image on me only. And exactly what she did, exactly what she wants, and exactly what she received also too. So Jesus Christ was looking to her, and she understood. He knows. He knows that she's coming. As if he's trying to send a message to her. I love you. How this courage came to Mary to go to Jesus Christ and to put all that she has and also to put her beauty under his feet. I can't do that. But as if Jesus Christ, he was sending a message to her, I love you. As if she is listening to a voice, he loves me. The door of repentance and confession is open for everyone. Again, the door of the repentance and confession is open for everyone. Every single day in the morning, say, thank you, God, that you give me another day for repentance. You give me another day to live here on the earth. Maybe I can repent and come back to you, and after a while I'll meet you in heaven. Thank God that you give me another day to go back to your bosom. He has also a work, like God, he has also a great job in this. Like even if we look to this story, Jesus Christ was, he didn't talk. He didn't talk at all. Only when Simon, he said, if he is God, he will know, he has to know who is this woman. So he only protect her. If someone attack my kid, I will protect them. Exactly what Jesus Christ, he said, and he did. He protects already her. But from the beginning, when she was walking, he was calling her and telling her, I love you. That's why she had this courage to go back to him and to go and to break the alabaster on his feet. And to clean his feet by her hair. According to this love, she did that. And when someone attacked her from outside, he protects her too. One of the main things that I have to learn, which is number one, God loves me a lot. Even I'm a sinner. The door of repentance is open for everyone. It is not late for everyone, for anyone, for myself, or for anyone. If I have a minute, the next minute is still I am alive, so I have to repent. I have to go back to him. I have to say, okay, I did that. This is the last thing that I have to do in my life. I told you that story about when I went to the hospital one day and it was, I have to give a communion to someone, but it was wrong. Like, it's a mistake. I went to the room, someone wrote the number, it was a wrong number. So I went to the room and I saw like an old man is over 80. And so when he saw me, like, he told me, like, you came to me. I told him, no, it's not, I'm so sorry, it's a mistake because I think I'm searching for a woman. An Egyptian woman should be in the hospital. So he said, no, I think that you came to me. Like I told him, like, no, I'm so sorry for that, but I didn't come to you. It's a mistake. So he said, no, I am an atheist. All my life, I was Catholic when I was young, but I'm atheist. I'm not believing God anymore. But I know that I have only a few days is coming now, and I know that I have a cancer now, and it's only a few days remain in my life. 3 days, I was praying and saying, if you are real, send me a man from the church. And I was shocked. I had the communion in my hand, and I was like, for 1 minute, I couldn't even talk. There is no late. When this guy decided that he want to go back again to God, and he was asking for repentance, and he asked me, is it too late for me to repent? I said, no, you already repented. You were asking him for repentance for 3 days, and he sent me by mistake to you to tell you, you are ready for heaven. When Jesus Christ came, he came for the sinners. He came for the weak people. He knows our weaknesses. He knows that we are very weak. We can't live in this life. We have a lot of sin and a lot of pressures. And he knows that very well. That's why when he became a man, he exactly did the same, only the sin. He didn't sin, but only he did. He cried. He was happy. He attended all everything. He was walking. He was meditated. He was playing when he was a child. He did everything. So he was exactly like him, like exactly like us. So he already did the same. So he knows exactly what we are feeling. Under pressure, he feels exactly what I'm feeling. When I'm happy, he's also too happy with me. When I cry, he's also crying with me. He's always with me all the time. So don't think, for example, sometimes we feel like, oh, where are you? No, he's here. But there's under some circumstances we have, we feel sometimes that God is not here anymore. No, he's here beside me, and he's crying with me too. And he is supporting me too. This sinful woman, she received this courage from him, not from, she has already that, like, a decision, he took the decision from her heart that I want to go back, I want to clean myself. But if I depend only on my power, if I'm dependent only on my power, I can't do anything. So the power of myself, or maybe like the decision, it's coming from me, but also another power coming from him, which is love. Every time we are doing any sin, don't feel depressed. And go back again to him and say, I am a weak. Help me. I know your love. I can't depend on myself again. This is exactly what the woman she did. And she taught us a lesson. How God loves all his people. You can't imagine that. He loves us a lot from his deep heart. Abuna Tadros Ya'ub, when he was talking about Abuna Lu'a, he was asking him about after he received the first baby, Arseni. So he asked him about, Abuna, like, I know that it's hard, but I know when you receive a baby, like, you are very busy with him. And also, too, maybe it's you can't serve like before without babies because you have to go with your wife and a baby to the doctors. You have to be stay at home a lot of time, a long time also, too, to help her. What about the service? It's a fact that already. So if someone come to me and say that, I would say, like, God bless, inshallah. I try to balance everything. But he had another vision or another thing he was thinking about it. So he said, you know, Abuna, when I received the first baby, God taught me the meaning of the fatherhood and how the father loves the son. And this is exactly how God loves me a lot. We have to learn how God loves me. But, and I, when someone loves me, so I don't want to make him sad. But if that happened, quickly, very fast, go back to him and say, I'm sorry, I did that. And with his compassionate and his love, he taking me in his bosom again. Tell him, okay, Habibi, I forgive you. That's why the last things in this part in the gospel today, he said like exactly, then he said to the woman, your faith has saved you, go in the peace, and I forgive you too. God give us a day of this day, the day of repentance, and also to the way of repentance too. And we are depending on the forgiveness of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God forever. Amen.
Jefez maro otin jemiot ne mefshirin en bebne ma es owe titeria se jike volten oste mosten tione
in sofete broskomen kreleison kreleison genomis mi.
We believe in one God, God the Father, Pantocrator, creator of heaven and earth, of all things seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father, before all ages, light of light, true God of true God, begotten, not created, of one essence with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, was incarnate of the Holy Spirit and the Virgin Mary, became man. And he was crucified for us under Pontius Pilate, suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose from dead according to the scriptures, ascended to the heavens, his right hand of his Father, his coming again in his glory, judge living and dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. Yes, we believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father, who with the Father and Son is worshipped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets in one holy Catholic and apostolic church. We confess on baptism for the remission of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the age to come. Amen.
Es muere ni pongo así
que tomne mati so
un go destroyed by the life-giving manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have Fill the earth with the heavenly peace. By with the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest. Peace on earth and good will to Amen.
Pray for perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic kisses.
Lord, amen.